So, Tom, we're through the first week of the season now, two wins and the defeat at Ipswich. Just how would you assess the team's performance in these three games?
I think we've done okay, to be honest with you. Obviously, we were disappointed to lose last weekend. But I think coming into a new season with all the change that has happened, I think there was a lot of sort of anticipation as to how we'd look and to how well we'd done in adapting to the manager's new style and all that sort of thing, and all the players coming together and gelling and things like that. So I think we've looked okay. I mean, obviously we don't want to lose games, but I think we can take a lot of positives from the performance. So, and I think if you look at how we did at Ipswich last year compared to Saturday, I'd probably say we fared a bit better.
You've got your goal that you're after. I suppose now the challenge is to get a few more now, having got off the mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's been mentioned a few times and something that I've been aware of myself, and I'm trying to get better at it because obviously we can't rely on just the forward score. So, yeah, it's something that I'll be trying to keep improving on during the week when I get the chance after training and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, trying to add to it now.
Was it a big moment for you to get opening day, big crowd, you know, to get that sort of that first goal of the season?
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it, but yeah, it was brilliant. And for me, it was more just of, it was the fact that we had been playing well against Bristol, we looked dangerous, and it was a case where I thought if we did nick a goal, we could get a few more. So it was just a relief, I think, and it let the lads relax a bit and play the football a bit better, because it was quite a nervy build up. Obviously, there's a lot of expectation on the first day.
Seven different scorers already this season. Nobody's got more than one, but it suggests that responsibility is going to be shared. And is that something within maybe the scheme or the way that you're playing that is sort of encouraging that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously nothing changes from the fact that me and Glenn going up for corners from last season. So I think that's just something that we've got to get better at. Obviously, we didn't do that last year, but in terms of the changes to this season, you'd look at the likes of Marco will be chipping in, Ross, obviously the boys from midfield as well. We've got a lot of attacking threat in the team, and they're given licence to go and create and help make goals. So obviously the way that we're playing, it's quite fluid and things like that, and people can interchange. It does sort of open it up for more people to get in around the goal.
In terms of physicality and athleticism this summer, have you done anything different? Have you changed? Do you feel fitter, stronger as a consequence of maybe some of the work you've done?
I think everyone's individual, to be honest with you. Over summer, I always like to keep myself fit, and I like to come back ready to go, really, rather than needing a few days to settle in. So I like to come back fit, do my own work and that, do what I think I need to improve on from last season, because I think players will take stock that first week in the holidays. They'll assess what they did well and what they can improve. So yeah, I felt fit coming back to pre-season, but this pre-season has been the most different one I've ever had. Every year since I've been an apprentice, I've been flogged day in, day out for the first 2 weeks especially, in terms of just without the ball, whereas this season, from minute one, it's been 100% with the ball. I don't think we've really done anything without it.
Is that good for a centre-half, because you have different types of defenders, and it seems like Wednesday are playing a lot from the back, managing possession, and is that sort of a sign of your game that you are being encouraged to use that maybe in the past you weren't so much?
Yeah, I mean, growing up as a centre-half, when I was first starting to play football, it was like Rio Ferdinand were like the new thing, where footballers would play out from the back. So I've always had it encouraged into me growing up throughout the ages, and then as you get a bit older and becomes results dependent, things change, managers want you to play different ways. So I do feel comfortable with the ball at my feet, so, and the manager's encouraging me and giving me options to use when I've got the ball at my feet, so it's nice, and it just, hopefully it can add another string to my bow, and it's something that obviously I'm learning off the new manager, the way that he wants us to use the ball. So yeah, hopefully it can add to our games at the boys at the back.
On a personal level, given what you achieved last year and given the success that the team had as a consequence, do you ever afford yourself to consider something like, I'd like to be the best defender in the Championship, or is that something that never really registers and you are just focusing on the team?
No, I wouldn't really say like I want to be the best in the league or whatever. Obviously, everyone does want to be that, but that's not how I'd think. I'd like to probably think more, I'd like Sheffield Wednesday to keep the most clean sheets or something like that, because really it's at the end of the day it's about the team. Like, if I were to play not as good and we kept 25 clean sheets this year, I'd be more happy. So yeah, I think at the end of the day we're judged on how many clean sheets we keep and how tight we are at the back, and now with the new way that we're playing, a bit of what we can contribute as well to setting up the rest of the players.
With the greatest respect to Reading, if you are going to take the next step this year, is this the type of home game that you need to win? That maybe last year this might have been a draw at Hildebrand, for example. You need to try and win these games.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's a fair statement. I think we saw from Ipswich at the weekend, sort of a lot of us were saying afterwards that's what Ipswich will do every week. They'll play that way probably every week. They won't drop a lot below it.
Mm.
And they might not play a lot better in it. And they just know that every week they're getting that level of performance. And they probably won't lose many games. If they draw in, they definitely won't throw it away. So for us, it's about getting that consistency, really, and knowing that we're going to be hard to beat every week. But now we've got, obviously, quite a few more options in the squad. You'd like to think that maybe we've got that extra bit that can turn maybe a draw into a win.
Mm. So, yeah. The fans have had a flavour of Lucas Xiao in the last two games. As someone who's defended him in training and competed against him, just what have you made of his arrival at Hillsborough and how good he could potentially be?
Yeah, I've been very impressed. I mean, if you look at him without even seeing him on the pitch, straight away you'd probably say he looks strong, he's tall. So he's got a good frame to work with in terms of the physicality of the English game. But then seeing him the other night, he's got the pace. And one thing that he's got very good movement. And as a centre-half, it's one thing that we appreciate when you've got the ball at your feet and things are tightening up. He's always looking to play on that shoulder. And in every team, I think you need a player like that who's looking to play on the shoulder, because it stretches the game. And I think the boys sort of, Lewis McGugan and Alex, will appreciate that because it makes pitch bigger so they can go and get on the ball. So I've been really impressed with him. He's a great lad and he's adapted really well, as of all the boys who have come over. So hopefully we can see a lot more of him over the season, and he can get the goals that obviously he'll be judged on.
Do you think that shot was going in right at the end of the Ipswich game?
Maybe, yeah. Obviously, we're all just sort of throwing everything forward really the last couple of minutes, and it was maybe unlucky, just a bit unlucky it didn't go in. So, but yeah, I've been really impressed with him, and like I say, hopefully he can be a big player for us this year.
Of course, your whole focus is going to be on Reading on Wednesday. You would be forgiven for also looking forward to the one at the weekend against Leeds. I'm guessing you've still got a real attachment to that club.
Yeah, I mean, just in terms of that I'm sort of living in the area and things like that now. It's all changed there since I was at the club, going right back to the staff, sort of as far into the club as you can get. So it's a lot different now, and a lot of different players, a lot of different staff. So it's not that familiar to me anymore. So, but I just, like every team, I'll just have respect for them really. But also full focus is on Wednesday.
Is there any part of you that thinks, God, I'd love to get one over on them at Elland Road, or can you not afford to think that way?
Not really. I've let it go and got over it.
Was it tough at first, though?
I wouldn't say particularly. Maybe people made a bit more of a meal out of it than I thought. Obviously, everyone's bound to say it's a big game for me, which it is, because it's a local derby and Leeds are a big club. And we're a big club as well, so it's a meeting of two forces in the Championship, really. So But I don't look at it as anything more than a big local derby, really.
It will be an interesting final question on this. It will be an interesting one, though, because both clubs seem to be very keen to take the next step this year. And it's another chance for you guys to show that you're the ones who are maybe going to do it.
Yeah, well, I thought against Saturday, that was a real sort of test to see where we're at. And I thought we fared okay. Now we'll be looking at, obviously, Reading, another marker to see where we're at. And like you say, Leeds and Wednesday are both teams who are striving to get up towards the top end of the table. A lot of expectation, so it'll be interesting to see. And I think if you look at last year when we played them, you've got two new managers and pretty much two new teams. So it won't be very similar to last year that we played. It'll be a totally fresh game, and hopefully it'll be a good game.
Top man, thank you.